SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel agrees to a ceasefire with the terror group Hamas. The Israeli government said that under an outline of the deal, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages taken in the Hamas October 7th attack over a four-day period. Maryland's handgun licensing law is struck down.
By a 2-to-1 vote, judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals have found that the requirements for Maryland's handgun licensing law are unconstitutionally restrictive. The law, passed in 2013, lays out a series of steps for would-be gun owners. They include completing 4 hours of safety training, submitting fingerprints, passing a background check, being 21, and residing in Maryland. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, says he's disappointed in the circuit court's ruling and will continue fighting for the law. He says his administration is reviewing the ruling and considering its options. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge rules that Oregon's gun control law, ballot measure 114, is unconstitutional and infringes on the right to bear arms. In the ruling, the judge said in rural Oregon, citizens cannot rely on law enforcement to help them protect their property. Also at SRNnews.com, today marks the 60th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. It was November 22, 1963, that Kennedy was shot to death during a motorcade in Dallas. Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as president. A description of that historical day.
His rendezvous with grim destiny begins a little after noontime as his plane lands in Dallas. Earlier, he had received a tumultuous reception in Fort Worth, and now more thousands are waiting to greet him in downtown Dallas. But death is less than one short hour away.
This is SRN News. It's time for Bless Friday.
Yes, I said Bless Friday, not Black Friday. It's the 13th annual national effort to get Christians to skip the traditional post-Thanksgiving Day spending frenzy and kick off the Christmas season with service instead. Churches are being urged to send their members to local food banks and homeless shelters and nursing homes on Friday. Some congregations will go door to door in their communities, offering to do yard work or chores for residents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. Located in Seneca Falls, New York, the site of the first Women's Rights Convention in 1848, the hall inducts a new class every other year to recognize women's contributions in fields such as the arts, sports, education, and government. This is SRN News. A federal judge grants an injunction banning Kansas State Police from a traffic stop tactic.
The Kansas Highway Patrol must stop using a tactic known as the Kansas Two-Step to detain out-of-state drivers long enough to find a reason to search their vehicles for illegal drugs. A federal judge granted a permanent injunction. The same judge ruled in July that the tactic violated drivers' constitutional rights against unreasonable searches. The judge concluded that the patrol targeted drivers traveling along Interstate 70 to or from states that have legalized either the medical or recreational use of marijuana. Kansas has authorized neither. I'm Norman Hall.
The world's largest cryptocurrency exchange will pay more than $4 billion in penalties. Binance and its founder agreed to plead guilty to money laundering violations, unlicensed money transmitting, and sanctions violations. They also agreed to pay $50 million in fines. More details at SRNnews.com.